You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vedrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And this is one for the real diehard theatre fans out there, because the Tony nominations have just been announced. Now, the Tonys are probably the biggest theatre awards in the entire world, and they celebrate and reward the shows that have opened on Broadway in New York this particular year. So for reference, the eligible shows for this year's Tony Awards had to have officially opened at some point between the 1st of August last year and the 4th of May this year. They had to have opened in one of the 41 eligible Broadway theatres. But after quite a quiet Tony Awards last year, because of the pandemic, of course, where there were only four eligible musicals at all, and only three of them were nominated for anything, it's really nice to have a full list of different shows back on the nominations list. And let me tell you, there are some proper big hitters that you'll definitely want to know about, including some British theatre fan favourites, which is really exciting to see. So I thought I'd run through some of the nominations very, very quickly in this Spotlight On. I will link a video to the full nominations announcement from Joshua Henry and Adrian Warren. So if you want to give that a watch, you can find it via the link in the post here. And I'll also say that we will be doing a full Tony special live on Showtime on the day of the awards on Sunday, the 12th of June, where, as well as chatting a bit more about the nominated shows, we'll also be playing loads and loads of music from them as well. So add it to your calendar now. It's going to be great. But for the time being, here's a Spotlight On episode all about the 2022 Tony nominations, because there really is a lot to cover. In fact, compared to last year's three, there are 13 musicals this year which have received Tony nominations, starting with A Strange Loop, which is leading the pack with 11 nominations. Now, A Strange Loop has always been the show tipped to do very, very well at the Tonys this year. It's a musical with a book, music and lyrics by Michael R. Jackson, all of which he is personally nominated for, and it centres on a black queer character called Usher, who is trying to write a play while surrounded by a chorus of his own thoughts. The music is genuinely spectacular and heartfelt and brilliantly written, so I'm not surprised that it's doing well. And it's already won a Pulitzer Prize for drama after it premiered off-Broadway back in 2019. So A Strange Loop is definitely a show to be aware of, not least because it's got the most Tony nominations this year, including Best Musical, but it's also just a really interesting story with wonderful music, so I wholeheartedly recommend it. Definitely one to look out for. Then in terms of the number of nominations, just behind A Strange Loop is MJ, a jukebox musical that tells the story of the life and career of Michael Jackson, and also Paradise Square, which is one that I am particularly excited about because from what I've heard of it so far, it's got a kind of folksy feel to the music, which you know I just love. It's set in New York during the American Civil War, and it follows a conflict between groups of Irish Americans and Black Americans. So with that in mind, you know the music is going to be good. Now, MJ and Paradise Square are both up for 10 awards each, so the second most out of any of the nominated musicals, as I said, and both are nominated for Best Musical too. Though I think at the moment the bookie's favourite will still be A Strange Loop for that. I'll let you know if it changes by June. Then we begin to move towards the British talent on offer at this year's Tonys, because coming in with the third most nominations is Marianne Elliott's gender-flipped revival of Company. It was meant to be opening in March 2020 to coincide with Stephen Sondheim's 90th birthday, but of course it was delayed because of the pandemic. But it's very interesting to see it doing well at the Tony Awards, where it's got 9 nominations, including Best Musical Revival. And it's great to see that because it's a show that started right here in the UK. Marianne Elliott is by no means a stranger to Broadway, but she is a British theatre director, and she was the one who brought this gender-flipped version of Company to the West End stage originally, with Rosalie Craig in the lead role of Bobby. It won a host of Olivier Awards back in 2019, including Best Actress in a supporting role for Patti LuPone, who has now gone with the show to Broadway and is nominated again for Best Featured Actress now at the Tonys, which I have to say is going to make that category a very, very close call. There are some brilliant names up for Best Featured Actress in a musical, including fan favourite Shoshana Bean, who is nominated for her first Tony Award ever, despite being a really long time staple on Broadway, and also L. Morgan Lee for A Strange Loop, who is the first openly transgender person to be nominated for a Tony Award. So the question really is going to be whether judges and critics swing in the way of stardom and give Patti LuPone the award again for what is a brilliant character portrayal, to be sure, or will it go to one of the newer names on the ballot? We'll have to wait and see, but I'm very, very excited about Best Featured Actress. But speaking of nominated actresses, that brings us quite nicely onto the show that I'm probably most excited to see doing well this year, and that's the Broadway version of Six. If you've never heard of Six before, my goodness, have you been living under a rock or something? It's a pop concert about the wives of Henry VIII that started off as a fringe show at the Edinburgh Festival, written by Lucy Moss and Toby Marlowe when they were still students at Cambridge. Then smash cut to now, and it is a global phenomenon, universally loved and, of course, nominated 8 times at this year's Tony Awards. So alongside a lot of the technical awards like costume and lighting design, Six's nominations also include Best Musical, Best Original Score, and Best Direction of a Musical for Lucy Moss and Jamie Armitage. Now this is quite exciting because Lucy Moss was already the youngest ever female director to direct a show on Broadway with Six the Musical. So the fact that she's now Tony nominated is just the icing on the cake. The surprising thing, though, is that none of the cast have been nominated for Six. Now, I was personally stunned by this originally. I have since checked the Tony Awards rules and guidelines, and it makes sense, but I will come on to that. The thing is, Six is very much an ensemble show. The whole point and ethos of the musical is that there isn't one character who is any more important than any of the others, and so that automatically translates to the cast too. And it made a lot of sense when the original West End production of Six jointly nominated all 6 actresses for Best Supporting Actress at the Olivier Awards, an award they ultimately lost to Patti LuPone. So it feels kind of mean that Six is going up against Company again for the awards season. But it made sense to jointly nominate the queens then, because they are genuinely all on an equal supporting playing field. So I think it's safe to say that most people are expecting a similar thing from the Tonys this year. But no, instead, not a single cast member from Six has been nominated. Now, as I said, I did some deep diving into the Tony regulations and found out that this is because you can't have more than one person nominated for an award. So if you were going to nominate someone, they would have had to single out an individual in Six, and that undermines the entire point of the show. So I'm kind of pleased that they didn't do that. That being said, there have been certain kind of exceptions to this rule before. So, for instance, the child actors playing Billy in Billy Elliot were jointly nominated and won for Best Lead Actor back in 2009. And similarly, the girls playing Matilda in Matilda the Musical, they were jointly given a special Tony Award for Excellence back in 2013. Now, of course, in both of those cases, the performers were all playing the same character, so it is a slightly different circumstance to Six. But it just feels like a bit of an oversight, and frankly like a kick in the teeth, that the Broadway queens haven't been nominated in any way at all for Six. And that's now part of a wider conversation that's currently going on about actresses that have been snubbed, for want of a better word, at this year's Tony Awards. So as well as no acting nominations for Six, people were genuinely shocked to see that Katrina Lenk, the lead actress in the gender-flipped version of Company, she hasn't been nominated for Best Leading Actress. In fact, Patti LuPone made quite a pointed statement when asked about her own nomination that basically culminated in her praising the fact that this multi-Tony Award nominated show is led every single night by Katrina Lenk, so it's really daft that she hasn't been recognised for that. Now, I'm aware that there have been mixed opinions critically about Company and about Katrina Lenk specifically, but I'm still very surprised not to see her at least nominated. Less shocking, but still being thrown into the conversation, is the fact that Beanie Feldstein hasn't been nominated for the recent revival of Funny Girl. Again, there's been a lot of negative critical opinion about that show, but it was still slightly expected that Beanie might be on the nominations list at the very least. And the same goes for Jenna DeWall, the British actress who played Diana in Diana the Musical. Like, I'm not saying that Diana was a good show by any means, although I have watched it multiple times on Netflix and kind of unironically love it by this point. But Jenna did so much of the heavy lifting for that show and so much work in creating that character that she really became something of a tour de force, despite the questionable content of Diana the Musical. So again, it maybe would have been nice to see her get nominated for her performance. That being said, Diana the Musical has been nominated for one whole Tony Award for Best Costume Design. So yes, it will forevermore be known as Diana, the Tony Award nominated musical. I'm losing my mind over it. Back to the leading actress category, though, because the big names on the ballot for that category to look out for are Sutton Foster for the revival of The Music Man, a show that's up for 6 awards, with a Best Leading Actor nomination for Hugh Jackman 2, and then the person that I really, really want to win that lead actress category, Sharon D. Clarke for Caroline or Change. Now, Sharon D. Clarke is a phenomenal British actress, a 3-time Olivier Award winner, including for Caroline or Change previously in the West End. But she's been in shows like We Will Rock You and Death of a Salesman and Rent and Guys and Dolls and Chicago and The Lion King and Hairspray and frankly so many other shows, it's ridiculous. She also played Grace, Ryan's grandma, in the Jodie Whittaker series of Doctor Who, so you might know her from there. But she really is such a talent, and I'm so, so hoping she gets the Tony this year because she 100% deserves it. Then sticking with the British theme, the transfer of Girl from the North Country, a musical that uses the songs of Bob Dylan to tell the story of a family living through the Great Depression, that is up for 7 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. Now, that show originated in London in 2017 and was a real favourite for critics and fans alike. It didn't do as well at the Olivier's as it probably would have in another year because it was up against Hamilton in most categories, but it did get both of the female acting awards, so I'm not at all surprised to see Jeanette Bayardel and Mare Winningham nominated for Best Featured Actress and Best Leading Actress respectively at this year's Tonys. The Broadway cast recording was also recently nominated for a Grammy, although it lost out to the Bridgerton musical, but it's definitely going to be one to watch and may end up being the dark horse of this year's Tony Awards. Then to round off the list of nominated musicals, we also have Mr. Saturday Night, the latest musical from composer Jason Robert Brown, which is based on the 1992 Billy Crystal film of the same name. That's up for 5 awards, including Best Leading Actor for Billy Crystal himself. There's also Flying Over Sunset, which is up for 4 awards, including Best Original Score for Tom Kitt. It's a bit weird, that show. I haven't seen much about it other than a few clips, and it has closed at the Lincoln Center now, but it centers on a fictional meeting between Aldous Huxley, the politician Claire Booth Luce, and actor Cary Grant while they're all high on LSD. So Make of that what you will. And then there are the three shows with just one nomination each. So we've got Funny Girl, which is up for Best Featured Actor for Jared Grimes. Mrs. Doubtfire, which sees Rob McClure up for Best Leading Actor. And then, as I mentioned earlier, the single costume design nomination for Diana the Musical. But hey, it still makes it a Tony-nominated show, and you can't take that away from them. Certainly, I think it's a really refreshingly mixed bag on offer at the Tonys this year, both in terms of content and for the musical styles represented as well. It's also nice that there's more than one actor nominated for Best Lead Performance this year. Good to have a bit of competition and Jeopardy back in there. Thank you very much. It'll also be interesting to see what shows inevitably miss out on awards that I think they'd have potentially got in a less competitive year. Although there aren't that many more shows nominated than usual, and there are still plenty of shows that were delayed by the pandemic that haven't come back yet, like Sing Street or the revival of West Side Story, I still think there are going to be some really deserving nominees that miss out, particularly in that Best Featured Actress category, which, as I said, I really would hate to call it right now. Either way, it's going to be fun to watch, so make sure you add Sunday the 12th of June to your diary now, as well as the actual Tony Awards over in New York that day. That's the evening that we'll be doing our live Tony special on Showtime, so make sure you tune in to hear more from each of the nominated musicals and share your predictions with it as well. I will say we're only focusing on the musicals here at Showtime and Spotlight On, and there are some brilliant plays on offer too, which we won't be covering, but you can check out the nominations video here in the post if you want to find out more about the nominated plays. Again, some big British names on the list there, which is really exciting to see. For now, though, I will say goodbye to you for this week. Of course, I'll be back again next Sunday evening, first on URN1350.net for Showtime's Eurovision special, the annual URN-a-vision, where we play songs that represent different countries around Europe and then let you vote for your favourite. That'll be happening at 6 p.m. on URN1350.net on Sunday the 15th of May, so make sure you join us for that. And then the very next Spotlight On episode will also be a special result show for URNvision, so make sure you cast your vote to decide who wins. It's going to be so much fun, so don't miss out on it. You can also find out more by following us on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at Showtime URN. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.